Hey, this is Carla Harper with your Worthy Thought of the Day. Self-discipline is critical to a good life. Paul talks about the discipline of an athlete in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. So few people reach their full potential because they never learn this simple, basic skill available to each and every person regardless of background or education. Self-discipline is about delaying gratification or doing now what will eventually result in reaching a goal or some desired outcome when no one else is looking or telling you to do it. For example, brushing your teeth twice a day, shutting off the technology and going to sleep at a decent hour, saying no to drugs, alcohol, or practicing whatever your thing might be. Instrument, skill. Self-discipline is one of the secret ingredients to life. You must first decide you are willing to submit to discipline. Second, you must lean into God for help. From there, it takes courage and a refusal to give up. A disciplined life is a lot like learning an instrument or a sport like tennis or golf or basketball. You'll mess up a million times before you become expert. And even at expert level, you'll still make mistakes. Make a choice to practice self-discipline and then pray for help from God to stick with it, especially after you fail. Thanks for listening. I'm Carla Harper.
Plain-spoken, biblical-based daily devotions are available in The Worthy Girl's Guide to Life by Carla G. Harper, a 365 daily read covering issues and questions that every woman faces from the teen years to late adulthood. Copies are found anywhere books are sold or at carlagharper.com. Phone 336-596-7514. That's 336-596-7514.